Grief, gratitude, and a whole gamut of other emotions are on the table for loved ones of the man who died 5 years ago this week while on a family outing to the Nutty Putty Cave. John Jones, a 26-year-old husband and father, was wriggling through a dark, claustrophobic-inducing passage when he became wedged upside down. Utah County Sheriff's Lieutenant Tom Hodson, led the 27-hour effort to rescue Jones while his wife, Emily, waited.
You know, the hourglass was running, and we knew that from the time we got the call, and certainly that put some pressure on us as well, and we're trying to make the decisions that we think are appropriate and applicable at the time, and all the while knowing that the sand was ticking out of the hourglass, and it certainly wasn't a good feeling for any of us involved, and in particular for the family who was on scene, waiting with us and working with us hand in hand and encouraging us. And so the bond that we had with the family made us want to work harder to get John out of there. And many people felt like they'd failed the Jones family, in particular John and Emily, because we didn't reach a successful conclusion on this one.
Hodson says even 5 years later, he finds his mind drifting back to that experience. He continues to feel grateful for the caring Jones family showed to all of the rescuers.
They came out there and supported us wholeheartedly during and after this event, and they've continued to do so. Just the little things they did for us is something that we hadn't seen before, and it was greatly appreciated. So I have a very, very fond spot in my heart for them.
Well, in the years since, Hodson has shared what he learned from the experience with other search and rescue groups.
People are still learning from what happened with John. I did a presentation as recently as September regarding it. Even after 5 years, there's still an uncanny amount of human interest in this particular case. People are still learning, and I think if there's anything that Emily and the Jones family can take from this is the fact that this is going to better rescue efforts in the future for others.
While John's body remained in the Nutty Putty Cave, which was permanently closed following the tragedy, Hodson says he still visits the site from time to time, hoping to find some closure.